Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby!
Shake it up, baby!
Twist it!
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and John Deaney's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. The JohnFDeaney.com, right, John?
Yes, and you know the book has been nominated for best small business book of the year, which I'm very proud of. Thank you. Yeah, it's well done. Anita Campbell at Small Biz Trends has named it, and we're going to have voting in May. There'll be a popularity contest involved. But we put up a Facebook page to support it, so there's a Facebook page for Hunting in a Farmer's World.
All right, so check that out, folks. And also johnfdeaney.com, and what else? Is there anywhere else you want to send folks?
Just Hunting in a Farmer's World right now. You can get to all the other websites from there.
Yeah, there you go. So check that out, folks. Okay, we're talking about working with administrative assistants, working with virtual support. You know, there are a thousand. Well, there's many different ways you can work with people remotely, virtually, as there are requirements, as there are people. We have to say, John, and I've alluded to this a little bit in the previous segment, that part of the reason why these relationships fail is because of the client.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Some people still have to have a trouble dealing with somebody in a virtual way, don't they?
You need to be trained. I'll tell you, the best thing that ever happened to me, I was running a small company. We were about 110 people. And I had an assistant, and she left. And I got another assistant who had worked for a much larger company CEO. And she was with me for about 3 days. And she came walking into my office on the third day, and she closed the door. She said, "Can I talk to you for a minute?" And I said, what did I do? Mm-hmm. And she sat down and she said, "You've never actually had a professional assistant before, have you?" And I said, "Well, I guess not, since you put it that way." And she said, "Would you mind if I took the lead and kind of showed you how many different things I can do to help free up your time?" And I said, "You know, I did everything but get up from my desk and bow down." And it was training. I needed to be trained. Yeah. I needed to understand how many things that were taking up my time, which was considerably more expensive than her time, and how I could leverage my time by letting her reach out and say, "I can handle that. I've got it. Don't worry about it." And it's a wonderful feeling.
Once you get to the point, and this is, folks, this is whether you've got an in-house person or a virtual person, once you get to the point where you're getting better at delegating, it's a liberating feeling, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, my friend Larry Linney at II Online, Intellectual Innovations, says most executives spend 20% of their time doing what they do best. And we talk about this in Hunting in a Farmer's World, too. And what if you had 40% of your time instead of 20% of your time? How much more could you do for your company if you could double the time you spent on doing the things that only you can do? And the only way you can get that time is to get rid of the things that somebody else can do.
Well, this is, as you know, John, this is something I've been harping on now for a couple of years, is helping small business owners think of themselves in the role of a CEO. At least part of their day, part of their week, their year, their month, their year needs to be devoted to CEO work. And the only way to be, and one of the main things a CEO has to do is periodically fire themselves from things that they no longer have to do and promote themselves to things that only they can do.
Right. Right. And, you know, Pat Lencioni just did his blog, Pat's POV, he did a great piece on being managed. He said, "Sometimes the most effective I can be is to put someone else in charge of a project and assign myself as one of their resources."
Oh, I've done that. I have said to employees, "This is your job. This is your assignment. You're responsible for this. With regard to this, I work for you."
Right. Tell me what you need me to do.
Exactly. And if you can get to that point, John, when you can get to that point, It's like you've been let out of jail, isn't it?
It is. It is. And plus you get to perform. I mean, all of us that own businesses have an ego. I mean, we're hard workers and we like to perform.
Except for talk show hosts. Go ahead.
Well, that's true. By the way, your picture is on our Facebook site, too.
Thank you. I thought you wanted people to go there, John. Hey, John, thanks.
Might have been a bad decision.
Thanks again for being here. Thanks for and congratulations on the recognition for the book.
Thank you. And everybody, please wish Happy Administrative Professionals Day to the people that support
exactly.
you. They certainly are worth
Virtual
it.
Virtual or otherwise. Hey, thanks, John, for being here. Good job. Come back soon. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, Hunting in a Farmer's World. Check out his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.